My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
It's been the Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid show. I mean, it seems like every other day they're trading big play and big play. I think those two are the real deal.
Mike Danger.
Because you could look close to home here as to how the Bills built up around Josh Allen. I mean, year one, it was a bunch of slappies. When you recognize that he's your guy, and yeah, he makes mistakes, but we're going to see him through this. He's coachable, and he's going to be better.
Gene Battaglia.
I don't think there was an opportunity for Buffalo to do much when they drafted Josh Allen. We have to go back in time, like, hey, you made the postseason, but I still felt like we were getting pat on the head like we're the little brother. Like, oh, yeah, you're Buffalo. That's kind of cute.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia, back live from Buffalo Bills training camp, St. John Fisher University, joined today by Buffalo Bills center, Connor McGovern. Hey, bud.
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Can't complain. Done with practice. One day left here at St. John Fisher. It's a great day.
I was going to say, spirits seem high today. You've got perfect weather, and you have that one last practice here before it gets real, right?
Yeah, I think last year it was like gloomy day, a lot more fights, because I have people like, oh, we're going to get through one more day. Come out today. It's not humid. Sun's out. Beautiful. I think everyone was just in a good mood.
Yeah. Connor, for our audience, may not know the story. New position this year, but it's not really new. So tell us, I can't use transition, but in the sense that you were at right guard or left guard last year, how is that moving over now to center?
So it's good. So technically, I got drafted as a center to Dallas. Then after my rookie year, coach changed, I got switched to guard. So then the last 4 years, I've been at guard. Got up here last year, played left guard, but still, if anything happened, I would move over to center. And then once Mitch left, Ryan Bates is out too. So then just that natural transition right back to center.
Was that something the Bills talked to you about during that process, that you could potentially be the guy that slides over?
Yeah. So when I signed here, I knew eventually I'd be center. Once Mitch left, that I would be going to center. It just didn't see it, just like how everyone else didn't see it coming, like how it did this offseason with Mitch.
Yeah, I mean, crazy stat is that Deion Dawkins, he's been here for a while. Every single year, you know the stat here. He hasn't had the same left guard for consecutive years. Yeah. So
I thought I was going to break that, and then all of a sudden, Mitch doesn't, and then things happen that way. I'm like, sorry, Deion, I'm not breaking that.
Well, how's it coming there with Edwards next year then?
Good. So the thing is, David, his first 2 years in leagues were with Cromer, so he knows that technique and everything else, and having all last year under the same belt. And it's just, I think it's just more of a easy step in than last year where we had two new guards come in. And I think it's just an easier transition for everyone because we all know what we're thinking. We're all comfortable with Cromer's technique. So I think we're on a good foot right now.
And if any fans had any nerves about the changeover, you know, on the offensive line, you mentioned Aaron Cromer. How much of an advantage is it to have a guy who might be, if he's not, he's one of the best offensive line coaches in the league?
I think that's a huge advantage. Once everyone buys into his technique, luckily, we all see the game the same way he does. I just think that helps us all. Like, especially, you see every time me and David come out to sideline, we're sitting next to Chrome talking about different stuff we see. and just see how we all see the plays together. And luckily, we all mesh together, too.
Yeah. Connor McGovern, Buffalo Bills center, our guest. Connor, if there was one game we could isolate from last year and say, oh, that was the game for the offensive line. Just see if we're still on the same page. I have my answer in my mind. What would
you
be
want to say
answer?
It on three? I think.
Okay, let's do it. One, two, three. Dallas.
Dallas.
What was that like being out there against the Cowboys in that fashion?
I don't think there was a happier person in Western New York than Connor McGovern. That was just, it couldn't have been, it was just great to go against the old team and then win it that way. It just, from the first drive, what was it, the third or fourth play of the game where we all grouped up and pushed the ball an extra 7 or 8 yards. Then we finished a touchdown by pushing the pile in again. From right then, that first drive, we knew we won the game.
Connor, talk a little bit more about that, because in that game, man, it seemed like you guys had another level, another gear. Was it so much your performance, the line's collective performance as a unit that day, or was Dallas coming in a little bit, it felt like they were maybe coming in a little bit worried about the weather, a little bit worried about the elements. Does that factor in?
I don't think so, because it wasn't really that bad. It was raining during the day, but then by the time kickoff started, it was like a drizzle. So like we knew we wanted to run the ball just because there was wind, because in the stadium there, it's always windy because it's on the ground. But we came in and wanted to run the ball, and we were able to do that and just stayed on the pedal. I don't even think Josh had to complete many passes. I don't even know how many he did that game. He had less than 100 yards, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, was that – but like that wasn't the plan going in, right? It was hey, this is working so well. Let's just keep
going. Yeah, we're like, well, let's just stay on the grass. And Joe Brady does a great job at seeing what the offensive line wants and what Cromer wants. And we're like, all right, these plays are working. Let's just keep with it. And they couldn't stop it. And I think we got pulled with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and I've never been pulled for a good reason that early. And we almost had 300 yards at that point, so if we would have stayed in, I think we would have easily eclipsed 300 yards.
Well, can we talk a little bit about the depth on the line? Because now you've added a vet like Lael Collins.
Yep.
Alec Anderson feels like he's brought a different level of intensity to practice. You got the rookie in Bamfrank Granger. Yeah. Is everyone meeting expectations so far this summer?
I think so. Just the way everyone came in, I think everyone's buying in. Like, even the new guys, the guys got here, like, I spent my first 3 years with Lael Collins. So, me and him just, we have a connection before that, and that helps a lot with understanding, or he's asking questions I can help him out with, because I get it, come from different techniques, come to Cromer, it's a little bit different. So, like, being able to help him and Will Clapp that don't see everything the same way, and then transition, I would say this great group of guys, all the veterans, helping the young guys. Sometimes you're on groups where the older guys are like, oh, they're coming for my spot, we're not going to help them. It's all about, all right, if I get hurt, who's going to step up? Like, so you're teaching the young guys, and I think it's a great room just to be around right now.
Connor McGovern, our guest here, we've heard it from Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean over the years that it's important to be away at camp for one reason, to team bonding.
Yes.
As an offensive line, what are you guys doing to kind of bond together, knowing that you got to trust one another here?
Yeah, I would say it's all different things. Like, so guys at night are playing ping pong together, they're playing card games, they're playing poker, they're playing the new NCAA together. We're doing dinners on off nights. Just stuff where we're always together and around each other just to build up that team chemistry. And then instead of just being the offensive line together, we're bringing in other groups, and now offense, defense. Like, I've been around groups like in other teams where it's, oh, the offense just hangs out with the offense, or defense with defense, where it's like almost clicky type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here I would say it's all three phases of the team are all together. Like, the entire team is one team.
Connor, we got to talk about the uncomfortable part. The uncomfortable part of our conversation is that center to quarterback exchange.
Yep.
You've probably talked a lot about it throughout the course of the offseason here. How important is that here for you and Josh to get reps, not just through OTAs, not just through training camp, but also here in the preseason? How much time do you guys think you're going to get out there?
It all depends. You know, I think last year, the first preseason game, the Stars got one series and then expanded each game after that. And it's always important to get snaps like that, and just because it's different. It's like in the spring, you can practice all you want, but it's not live bullets. It's not as fast. Put the pads on here at camp, it's a little bit different. But then once you get to the live actual bullets, it's even another step up. So I think it's important just to get a few of those snaps in. It could be 2-3 this week. It could be 2 series. We don't know yet. So.
Is too much made of that? Is it such a thing that you've done so many times that muscle memory just takes over? Do we make too much of that?
I think so. It's a little bit on both parts. But, like, Josh, for the past 4 years, been used to Mitch. Mitch has a different snapping style. Like, a lot of people don't see that from the outside. He's used to – he snaps it over his left butt cheek. So Josh has been used to, the past 4 years, getting snaps on left side. So, and I'm used to snapping, like, directly under center. So just slowly working him back out, and we're finding where each other are comfortable with and just gelling from that. So first few days, live pads came out, and we're just feeling each other out. We had it figured out in the spring, but again, that's not live reps. So then I think we're at a great spot now, and we're very comfortable with each other.
Connor, we are.
Penn State.
That's it. I mean, have you ever been on a team, I would imagine.
With this many guys?
Yeah,
no.
Right.
You've got not even just the team. You got the staff members. You got coaches that used to be at Penn State. Then Mr. Pegula.
Might have a type. I might be wrong on that. But I think if you went to Penn State, you might be Terry Pegula's type.
Yeah, I think so. Just a great group of guys. It's nothing like being a Nittany Lion.
Expanded playoffs this year. How are you feeling? What's your projection?
I think so. I think it's good that you got all the Pac-12 teams coming to the Big Ten now. I think that's going to be a nice challenge. I don't know who the whiteout game this year is, but I think it'll be good. Maybe Washington coming over to Penn State. But I think if we could stay right around that 9 to 11 spot, I think we'll have a good shot and then just play through on the road. Maybe if we bump up, because I don't think we play Michigan this year at Penn State. So if maybe we creep up to like the 6 or 7 spot, get a home game. I don't know who in late November, early December is going to want to play and have
that's
a rally.
Right. Yeah, that'd be a tough one.
Yeah, we talked to KJ Hamler earlier in camp, and he was playing the video game where he already won the Heisman and the championship of Penn State. Have you dabbled in that at all?
I have not. I love video games, but I'm not a sports video game. When I'm relaxed and playing video games, I like to disassociate from football, so I have not gotten into it.
Give me some titles. I'm with you.
What do you want to know? I'm a big FPS kind of guy. I love single-player games also, so I'm playing everything.
You're a Call of Duty guy.
Call of Duty's all right. I'm more different aspect. Like right now, like as it gets closer to the season, I'm more of like a single player game. Like Elden Ring's new DLC just came out, so play a lot of that. That's going to take me a little bit to get back into because it's such a hard game. Red Dead 2 is always a classic.
Yeah, you like the RPGs.
Yeah, like during the season, like that's my time. I could just pick it up for 2 hours, put it down, and like because if you're playing FPS during the season, you're constantly got to play, and I don't have that time.
Yeah.
Connor.
Especially with a newborn at home, too.
Oh, tell us a little bit about that. How old?
Just turned 3 months, so she's already getting big.
Got your hands full.
So, literally, yes.
Is your wife getting sleep?
Not right now, not as much. So at least if I'm home, she could pass her off to me. But so that's why most off days I go back home, try to help her a little bit. But she's pushing through right now.
Yeah, do they come up to camp? Do you get any time here? Like that?
They came up one day, but it was just hard. It was really hot. It's hard for her, but that's why most off days I go back just to see her and see the family.
Best gift you've ever received from a quarterback?
For Christmas or just gift in general?
Yeah, just a gift in general for being the guy.
Yeah, Josh last year went above and beyond. He got each and every one on the O-line a customized Rolex. That was... yeah, that's hard to beat.
Because your kids will do this to you someday, Connor. They'll start planting the seeds, maybe not in August, but you start planting the seeds now with Josh.
So last year Josh was going to go one way, and Dion kind of put the foot down, and he's like, all right, we want something really nice this year at the top. The year before, I think they all got custom scooters and stuff.
We saw Dion whipping around here in his scooter.
Playing the music and everything, yeah. So Dion wanted to top that. He's like, "Oh, we've been playing better than the year before." He's like playing the seed, like kind of what you're saying, almost like this little kid. And Josh surprised us all with Rolexes.
I think our hope for this upcoming season is that you guys have the kind of health this season that you had last season. Have you ever been on a squad that was able to stay healthy and start all these games?
Like I've been on squads that have been able to stay healthy, but not all guys. What was it? So every single game,
almost every snap.
Yeah. So I think it was besides one series where Dion was out with his hand. Other than that, we've all been together. I've never been a part of something like that.
Yeah, we got a game on Saturday. Hard to wrap our mind around that.
I know.
Have they told you, given you an idea how much time you'll see out there?
No, not yet. I think over the next 2 days, we'll start to figure things out. Over the walkthroughs and other smaller practices, we'll start figuring things out.
Well, Connor, it's great to spend some time with you. Thank you for making time for us after practice here. I love everybody's in a good mood, and camp is winding down. Glad we had the chance to catch up with you before you guys head back to Buffalo.
Perfect. Thank you for having me.
McGovern, Buffalo Bills center. Man, he sounds comfortable in his new role. I think everybody's comfortable with him in his new role, and any insecurities he may have had about the Bills offensive line. After you talk to him, don't they just feel like, they're going to be okay? They've got a great coach in Cromer, and they've got great depth and solid all-around good guys protecting Josh Allen.
I think it's the depth piece, because even if Lael Collins doesn't make this roster, and I don't get the sense that he might, we talked to Matt Perino, if Brandon being on an offer, that could be somebody we would look at to get moved, but Alec Anderson, Van Pran Granger is on this team. There's some pieces in the behind there in the second string, so
again, it's a strength of this team, health being the thing that was on the Bills' side last year.
Now, from today's practice, we did see Deion Dawkins, as you mentioned in your update earlier, leave practice early, personal reasons, and Ryan Vandermark did slide right into that left tackle role, and I don't think the Bills' offense looked any worse for the wear because of it.
No, I mean, and it's good that, you know, Vandermark would get kind of a rep there, and we heard Joe Brady actually talk about that. There are some times that he'll just say, hey, Deion, sit this one out, and he's feeling comfortable with that. The concern here, Daquan Jones, another day missed with a groin pull, and it's the soft tissue injuries danger that, you know, sometimes can be lingering. And for Daquan Jones, he meant so much to that Bills defense last season, and then he gets hurt in the Jacksonville game. And yes, he did come back last year, but to have Daquan Jones week one, that would be big. You're just hoping that this doesn't turn into something that's going to be nagging him all year.
So the Bills released their first official depth chart in advance of week one of the preseason, and I think there's a couple of worthy notes here on this depth chart. And again, it's going into week one of the preseason. A lot is going to change between now and week one.
They don't even have to be like if you get there on Saturday, like, wait a second, this isn't according to the depth chart. They have to put something down on paper.
That's right.
And they're not beholden to this.
So they do the little clerical move here and release their depth chart. But I do think it is worth noting that both because of the injuries to Mike Edwards and Cole Bishop, it is Damar Hamlin listed as a starter next to Taylor Rapp at safety. And you've got both Bishop and Edwards week to week. You have to wonder if we're going to see them at all this preseason and, you know, what that means for their start of the regular season. Do they start the regular season on IR in order to get a couple of extra roster spots and you know, save yourselves a couple of tough decisions? So not really a surprise there to see Hamlin and Rapp as your starting safety tandem. Douglas and Benford, your starting corners. And we've heard a lot about Kyer Elam's ascension this summer here at camp. He looks like a different player. He's playing with a different level of confidence than we saw last season.
I think that's the one thing. I don't want to say I got wrong here, but I was skeptical. And we all have a right to be skeptical after we saw last year and what he went through. But to hear Chris Brown tell us on the show today that Kyer Elam's the defensive MVP of this camp, okay, that's telling me something. And no, we've been telling you all along, he's been subbing in and out on corner. Well, that's just part of the rotation. I'm ready to kind of come around on Kyer Elam. I want to see more of Kyer Elam. When we talk about what are you anxious to see, I want to see Kyer Elam go up against Roma Dunze. I don't have any idea what the Bears are going to trot out. You would know better than I would, Danger, but I want to see Kyer Elam coming up Saturday.
Yeah, but that's going to be a lot of fun Saturday. The Bills kick off their preseason against the Bears at Highmark Stadium. Returning kicks and punts for the Bills, at least listed on the depth chart, is getting the top nod would be KJ Hamler, who we've had on with us here in the sports bar. And I think it begs the question, if it is indeed Hamler through the course of the preseason who's the standout, who's making plays, do they keep a roster spot for him as a fifth wide receiver? Do they carry six wide receivers? The roster gymnastics that are going to happen here in terms of how these guys heal from their injuries and who makes this team versus who doesn't, it's going to be a fascinating watch.
Yeah, and it's also something to watch for, too. Daquan Hardy, I think, is on this team, Danger. Like, he's a defensive back. He's listed as the backup right now to Taron Johnson at the nickel position. Whoa. Now, there's one play from Monday. Now, it was against Bouchel, who I don't think is going to be on this team, the third-string quarterback, but it was just kind of noteworthy that, hey, number 25 came off his man and just zipped right over, picked it off. Like, whoa, sometimes plays like that will catch your attention, and okay, you make note of it. That's Hardy, 25. That's some speed. So Hardy in returns, I'm giving you a reason to keep tuned in the third and fourth quarter. I want to see that.
Yeah, I think the wide receiver position is also interesting, and we've got, you know, the input and insight from a wide variety of people throughout the course of camp. Hearing Brownie and Tasker say, when we ask, what have you seen from MVS, and the answer is not enough, leads me to believe that that guy is squarely on the bubble of making this team. I think you know what you have in Hollins, you know what you have in Samuel, of course you know what you have in Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir. So when you're talking about a fifth, potentially sixth wide receiver, who else is on this squad? I think you can kind of put a check through Chase Claypool. He hasn't been on the field. But have you seen enough from MVS through the course of camp? And I'm with Brownie and Tasker. I haven't seen enough. And if you're going to keep a guy, why not keep a guy that can contribute on teams?
Well, yes, but you brought MVS for January. So do I need him to really show things here? Look, on Sunday, he had not a good practice. On social media, it was all over the place. Like, oh, here I am, wide open, putting it on. Oh, while we're on the topic of drop passes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're,
well, Perino brought it up, and we both saw it with our own eyes through the course of practice today, Gino. Do the Bills have themselves a ball security issue with their running back, James Cook?
You can't make too much of one play in training camp, or can you? Because you go back to, I think of the Philadelphia game, Danger. I think of Kansas City. I think of other plays where James Cook, oh, the Denver Monday night game where, hey, you're bench kid. You can improve. We've seen other running backs, you know, year one to year two have ball security issues, and they figure it out. But the play today that you and I both observed was just a simple pass to the flat. Things that, you know, just very basic plays, and you got to let your blocking set up. And as a running back, well, okay, let me see where the blockers are going to be. Let me see. Oh, I forgot to look the ball in. And kind of maybe even part with that, DeMar Hamlin flying out, and DeMar Hamlin breaking up a play that really shouldn't have been broken up. That should have been James Cook holding on to it. So that was one that kind of got some moans from the crowd there once it kind of happened. So James Cook is somebody that they've got another option in Rake Davis. Joe Brady today went out of his way. We've been playing in the sports updates, and I'm going to play it for you in the next sports update, by the way, talking about Rake Davis. And sometimes you want to pump the tires on a rookie, but then sometimes, like, the rookie actually may be offering you something. Rake Davis, again, the only player in NCAA history to have 1,000-yard seasons with three different teams. He's not a developmental player. He's a plug-and-play player right now.
Sure, and James Cook, for as many, you know, highlight reel plays that we saw made last year, I mean, there were those costly drops, timely turnovers, and, you know, there's a book on a guy after a while. After a while, if you're a defense, you know, hey, if we can get to the ball, that guy's going to give it up. And, man, you hate to have James Cook pegged with that, but it's not like we haven't seen him make plays. He's made plenty of nice plays through the course of training camp, but we still have issues with the ball security.
There's also something I want to forecast here. And sometimes, you know, we love our weathermen. We love Count Hesko. We love Stacy. We love everybody in Rochester, the forecast of weather. Sometimes they get it wrong. So my forecast here for Monday in terms of storylines for the Buffalo Bills. Will we be saying, do we have a Tyler Bass problem?
You might. You might. Practice today. Bass hit on field goals from 28, 33, 36, 40, 43. Missed from 46. Hit from 50. Missed from 52. I mean, you don't like what you saw last year. We all kind of admit last year wasn't a highlight year for Tyler Bass, and you want to see him return to form that he had in 2022. We need to see it on the field, and we need to see him kick with confidence. I hope that that's not where we're at, but I want to see him hit some good field goals and hit some kicks coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, I want him to go perfect on kicks. If I'm Sean McDermott, I don't even know if I'm testing him from 50. What's the point at that? You know, just punt it at that point. It's the preseason. Build this kid's confidence up, because when we last saw him, look, the weight of that loss fell on him against Kansas City. I'm sorry. The second he trots onto the field, they lost the game. That's my opinion. I will stick to it that, you know, you tie the game, big deal. You left Mahomes all that time. But the Bills fan base, others, you know, assessing blame, and they put it on Bass. And so far, this camp has been kind of we asked Matt Perino earlier today in the sports bar, and he kind of had the same assessment there. Yeah. Just didn't like the way the ball was coming off of Bass's foot.
Final practice at St. John Fisher happens tomorrow morning, 9:45. Sean McDermott addresses the media at 9:15. Don't worry, tomorrow afternoon in the sports bar, we will have that press conference for you. We also have, man, we have plenty of guests stopping by tomorrow, our last day here at St. John Fisher.
Yeah, coming by tomorrow, Joe Buscaglia from The Athletic, Jenna Cottrell from 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus, also first time on set for Mookie Hawkins, Buffalo radio reporter.
Oh.
So, yeah, we're gonna be load up tomorrow here. Is if you are coming out to practice tomorrow, this is what I have to kind of caution you for. Today was over 2 hours. I'm going to tell you right off the top, tomorrow ain't going to be 2 hours.
Tomorrow is going to be quick. Let's get our work in and let's get out of here.
Yeah, and if you're coming out thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to load up on autographs and everything else, I'm sure there will be some players signing. But you got to understand that everybody wants to get back to Buffalo.
Yeah, and I believe a potential for no pads tomorrow exists as well. Like,
yeah, it's
glorified walkthrough.
Yeah, it's game week. All
of our guests, by the way, appear in the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat. Our coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Ave and Ridge Road and Webster, aceswim.com, and Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Farmington, Spenceport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com. Next in the sports bar, we get to a round of shots.
Oh, we've got artist renderings from an NFL team, and it's not the Buffalo Bills, Dane.
No, but when I saw this, I'm like, ooh, these guys hired the same, they must have hired the same firm that worked with the Chicago Bears. There's a lot of eerie similarities to these artist renderings that we're seeing nowadays, Gino.
Well, the artist renderings that, oh, it's not just for football, it's multi-purpose. Like you said, are there any bike paths? I'm like, no, but there's an ice skating rink.
Oh, that's
Let's
good.
Let's spend billions on a stadium so we can have people skate outside.
Nice, nice.
There is a weird, and this is a story I think that people are going to pick up on, a weird head coach quarterback situation. We're not talking about a bottom feeder. This is a team that is certainly a contender.
Man, yeah. If we weren't here today,
this would be our lead
story.
We
would be talking about what ESPN is reporting out of Philadelphia. This is worth exploring a little bit deeper. We'll get to that. And what else? We got some Olympic updates as well coming up here in Shots.
Yes, and we have health officials in one of our favorite cities are issuing a warning here, Danger.
Okay.
You can't tell us that we didn't hear it here first in the sports bar.
All right. We'll get into that with the round of shots on the way next. Last call before 6 as well. You can have the final word when you dial us up at 866-4326-585, 866-4FAN.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And Rochester Sports Update.
Here at St. John Fisher University, that's tomorrow morning. Today's practice went over 2 hours. Deion Dawkins was out there for a little bit. He was excused early. Personal reasons. Daquan Jones day-to-day with a groin injury, as is defensive end Casey Tuhill. Offensive coordinator Joe Brady on Ray Davis.
I love everything about Ray Davis, the way that he works. He can play in all three phases. You know, he can run the football, he can catch passes out of the backfield, and he's a good protector.
We got a doubleheader in Buffalo for the Rochester Red Wings. They take game one.
I love everything about Ray Davis, the way that he works.
Game number two. As the Wings are trailing 3-1, they are in the fifth. Yankees also have a doubleheader in the Bronx against the Angels. Game one, New York leading here 3-0. We're live from Bills training camp at St. John Fisher University. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, the Fan Rochester.
The Sports Leader, 95.7 FM, and streaming online at thefanrochester.com and the Odyssey app. This is The Fan Rochester.
Live from St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp winding down. One more practice tomorrow morning here on campus, and then the team packs it up and heads back to Orchard Park. Their preseason opener gets underway Saturday at 1 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear the action on The Fan Rochester. Gino, it's time for a round of shots.
Yeah, let's take a look around the league here, Danger. First stop in Philadelphia. Would you believe there's a battle for the backup quarterback position in Philadelphia? You're thinking, wait a second, who was there? Oh, yeah, they traded for Kenny Pickett.
Right.
Well, right now Pickett is behind Jalen Hurts on the depth chart, but the 2023 sixth-round pick, Tanner McKee, he's putting together a good camp.
Oh,
so much
nice.
So that offensive coordinator Kellen Moore called McKee's play so far, quote, awesome. Philadelphia opening their preseason in Baltimore tomorrow night. There's this other juicy story that ESPN is reporting.
Yes.
That Jalen Hurts is not talking to head coach Nick Sirianni, that all communications for Jalen Hurts is going through Kellen Moore right now.
Yeah, the Kellen Moore is really the guy that's bridging the gap between a fractured relationship between head coach and quarterback. And it stems back to last season. The issue began with a disagreement on just vision of the offense. A source in this piece described the situation as a lack of full respect for Sirianni as a tactician, an X's and O's guy. We forget, the Eagles fell apart last season. They were hot, 10-1 to start the season, losing in the first round of the playoffs to Tampa. And things haven't been better between Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. It feels like that's a relationship that's never going to be better. And, well, they kept Sirianni. They brought in Kellen Moore, and Kellen Moore is now asked to be the peacekeeper between the two.
It's weird because they let both coordinators go, bring in Kellen Moore. They bring in Vic Fangio on
yeah.
the defense. Now, the defense probably needed a little boost last year, but that is certainly a team that, hey, on paper they look good, but it's like, I don't. Could you have the rare move where like a contending team would let go a head coach?
I think if it gets to a point this season. Because Lurie, to me, doesn't seem like the kind of owner that has a ton of patience. I know that for years he had Andy Reid there, and they just failed to come to
yeah.
you know, make it to the Super Bowl. But it feels like there was a frustration around that organization that started at the top with Lurie, and I think Sirianni's leash is a short one this year.
I feel like if he is back next year, that's because the Eagles won at least the playoff game. I think that's what has to happen.
Correct.
We have artist renderings as promised, Danger, and these are coming out of Cleveland. This is the Browns putting this out. While we have considered numerous sites throughout Cleveland and the region, our focus has been on two potential paths for the future of our stadium. While significant work remains, the more we have explored the Brook Park option, the more attractive it has become. And there is the full trailer of this dome, translucent roof, and of course, they show the multi-purpose use of it.
Suburban Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. They show, like, there's a basketball, like wait a second. They have a Division I team there in Cleveland that could host the Final Four. Oh, and they also show concerts. They show a prize fight. They show a skating rink outside.
Oh, nice. That's wonderful. How much are the taxpayers giving up for this one? Do we know?
There's nothing here other than, yeah, there's no plan here. Just these pictures that this is our wish.
This is the push. This is to get people excited. Hey, the translucent roof, I think, when you live in Cleveland, when you live in Buffalo, I think that is something to get excited about. When you live in Chicago, when you consider what you deal with as a fan and what we're going to have to deal with, even in the new stadium, it's something that I kind of wish the Bills would have looked at a little bit closer, putting a roof on it. I know that there's a dome versus anti-dome crowd.
Well, hear me out on this. Because in the 70s, they called them the cookie cutters. Isn't this what every NFL stadium will look like? Whether it's Jacksonville, Minnesota, L.A., Chicago wants this, Cleveland wants it. They all, Tennessee, they all look the same.
Yeah.
Don't you want something that says, this is my town?
Is it sustainable? Will it go out of style the way the old domes went out of style, right? Like, the technology continues to improve. And, boy, I just saw the little clip that you showed me of it, and it just brought me back to what I saw earlier this year out of Chicago. It's like, oh, they have the same firm working on their artist renderings. It looks exactly like the presentation that got Chicago nowhere with their elected officials. Good luck, Cleveland. Good luck.
We had a bigger crowd today here at St. John Fisher University for Bills camp than they did last night in Oakland.
The really? Coliseum.
Well, this is according to me. They announced 5,800, which is still terrible, right? But
lies.
Let's be honest, the A's did this to themselves. During pregame warm-ups, they played Taylor Swift's 22, taunting the White Sox as they were going for a league-record 22nd straight loss. Well, Andrew Benintendi's home run gave Chicago a 2-0 lead. It was the first lead the White Sox have had in a game since July 30th.
Jeez.
Their first win since July 10th. 5-1 the final last night. Things perhaps coming back to normal here. They're in the bottom of the seventh here today. Oakland leading the White Sox 3-2.
It's one thing to get taunted by an opponent. It's another thing to get taunted by an opponent with Taylor Swift as the vehicle for the taunting. Like, I think that maybe pushes it a little too far.
Game one of a doubleheader in the Bronx. No problem for the Yankees. They're bad, too. The Angels are, like, there's some trash teams. Like, if you had to rank them right now, the Angels are bad, but the White Sox and A's are in the Marlins. Like, so the Angels are a bad team, but the Yankees taking advantage of it. Don't fault them. Luis Gil so far just 2 hits in 4 innings. They're in the fifth, 5-0. It's game one of a doubleheader. This one was supposed to be played last night. Game two coming up tonight in the Bronx. Other scores in baseball. The Guardians are trailing Arizona 4-2. They're in the fifth. That is game two of the doubleheader. Guardians falling in game one 7-3. Cubbies over the Twins 8-2. And it was the Astros defeating the Rangers 6-4.
All right, very good.
Other stories here is French police have taken in someone here. This is from the Olympics, of course. French police have taken in a member of the Australian Olympic field hockey team. This after allegedly attempting to purchase cocaine. Police broke up a drug deal on Tuesday night. This took place outside of the city's 9th district. Australia's men's and women's teams in field hockey, they both reached the quarterfinals, but both eliminated earlier this week. And I guess it was time to party.
Yeah, I don't think that the Australian Olympic field hockey team has a cocaine problem. I think they just like the way it smells.
Is that wrong? I wouldn't have done that. Is that a defense there in France?
I got to tell you, Gino, another race today. I don't want to spoil it if you're going to watch in prime time, but the men's 400, exquisite. A magnificent race. I mean, like, these track and field events, I know they only happen. They happen more than 4 years, but at the Olympics, it's just a different level. They're rock stars. What they do and how they do it, marvel. I'm amazed by it. And we had another great performance in the 400, men's 400 today as well.
In professional wrestling, Vince McMahon had a saying that you needed to do the honors. Hey, you're going to be a wrestler. Someday this is going to come to the end. You're going to have to do the honors. Meaning, hey, you're going to be scripted to lose at some point. At some point, your character will be written off. Uh-huh. Do the honors. Uh-huh. Now, I'm kind of bringing this up just to give you the context of it, that sometimes that's true in our business, Danger. Well, Skip Bayless is not doing the honors here. The network, if you didn't hear, FS1 not renewing his contract, but they did request Skip to one last farewell show because, well, I mean, that would have gotten ratings. Everyone would have felt good about it. Bayless declining. According to Front Office Sports, Skip Bayless also upset at FS1 as they did not, in his mind, step in to mediate his feud with former co-host Shannon Sharpe.
I mean, in that regard, I kind of I'm with Skip on that. Like, the show hasn't been the same without Shannon. And truthfully, Skip and Stephen A are that's the show I want to see again. Like, I would, I've said this and I'll say it again. I would pay a pay-per-view to see Stephen A. Smith and Skip just have a takeoff. Just do a show like the way they used to, and just share takes, riff on each other.
You see, though, they're grooming Nick Wright to be the next guy, though. That's kind of where the direction that is headed.
Oh, Bills fans love that guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's great.
Let me tell you what's going to happen here. It's like, oh, congratulations on your 5-1 start. It means nothing. Oh, wait, the Bills beat the Chiefs in the regular season. It means nothing. And like, yeah, you play one tune and play very well there.
Yeah.
Finally, officials in Galveston, Texas want you to know. Well, they want you to be aware of Vibrio.
Vibrio. It sounds like a prescription medication that I've seen an ad for while I'm watching Hulu. What is Vibrio?
Well, it's not that. In fact, it's the opposite. Vibrio is a flesh-eating bacteria that is found in the Gulf of Mexico. We've already had 11 cases reported in Galveston this summer.
No. Chuck was right, as he is. Chuck was right.
Disappointing on us. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty ass water. We're not even gonna sit into Cancun. We're gonna sit into Galveston with that dirty ass water, be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all okay? Y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all and y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
Come on, they didn't even try, man. We're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water.
Chuck was right. Dirty ass water. Flesh-eating bacteria. Stay out of the water. Hey, by the way, you could replace Galveston there with Charlotte. In fact, you could do it with Canandaigua. Canandaigua had an algae bloom breakout that had people telling people, stay out of the water, stay out of the water.
Now, whatever beach you go to this summer, and you know, Danger, I love Cape Cod, but they put the shark warnings right up there.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you don't go in above your waist, or you're just kind of by the shoreline, you're safe. You mean to tell me you're not even safe in Galveston right now by going in, putting your footsies in?
Dirty ass water. People think that they're at the beach. Well, he called it, and it's not the first time he's been right. Chuck's usually right.
I hope they're going to do NHL, which that's kind of the talk, that inside the NBA the cast isn't going to go away. They're just going to rebrand it as a general sports show. I would love to see those guys doing hockey.
I think it would be a lot of fun. I think more Chuck is probably good for the world of sports. Hope we get that. Last call is on the way next in the sports bar. 866-4326 is our phone number if you want to pull up a stool as we close up shop here from St. John Fisher University. One last practice to tell you about coming up tomorrow, and we'll do that next on The Fan Rochester. Mike Danger for FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 95.7 The Fan. You know, the best place to bet the games this summer is FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Then you can bet on all your favorite international teams and all your favorite sports. From basketball to badminton and soccer to swimming, FanDuel has it all. So don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Mike to sign up and start betting the games today. FanDuel.com/Mike. Make every moment more with FanDuel. 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Back in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia wrapping it up for the second to final day here at Buffalo Bills training camp. St. John Fisher University. We have a practice tomorrow morning, 9:45. We'll hear from Sean McDermott before practice at 9:15.
Yeah, and tomorrow, with it being, if this were like a normal week, Danger, like game on a Sunday, well, Friday, normally a lighter practice, well, that in mind, that's what I would expect tomorrow here, 2 days out from the first preseason game. So, again, 9:45 tomorrow. They head back to Buffalo, 1 p.m. to kick off on Saturday.
Yeah, so if you're coming out to practice tomorrow, let's keep your expectations in check. I don't know that there'll be pads on, and as you mentioned, it might be a shorter than normal practice as they look to pack up things here at Fisher, head back to Orchard Park in preparation of their preseason schedule gets underway on Saturday, a game you'll be able to hear on The Fan Rochester with kickoff coming up at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Fun afternoon here in the sports bar. Man, it was great catching up with the voice of the Buffalo Bills, a guy you'll hear on the call Saturday afternoon, Chris Brown, Steve Tasker, the One Bills Live guys, gave us some after hours here this afternoon and really shared some meaningful insight on this camp up to date.
Yeah, that was it was fantastic having those guys stay for a little bit, little crossover action. We also heard live on us stat Matt Perino, who you hear during the football season every Tuesday because the team was off yesterday. Matt coming on with us today, and we talked about the safety position. We talked about Tyler Bass. A lot of topics, of course, and the yes and the wide receivers. If you missed that, Mike Danger will tell you how you can go back and hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. All of our guests. You can hear all of our guest appearances today from the show. Wherever you get your podcasts, just search out the Sports Bar, including the free-to-download Odyssey app. And guests like Bills center Connor McGovern appearing on the Ace Swim and Leisure Hot Seat. Our coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure. Chilai Avenue and Ridge Road in Webster, acewim.com. And Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com. Also on the free-to-download Odyssey app. If you missed any of today's show, you can go back and listen with Rewind. For the next 72 hours, all of our show is there for you. It's like a DVR for your radio, except it lives in your phone on the free-to-download Odyssey app. It's there for you. You can also get us on your smart device anytime by asking it to play 95.7 The Fan. Now, tomorrow, just because it's the final day at training camp, we ain't taking our foot off the gas. We had a lot of people to talk to tomorrow, Gino.
Yeah, Joe Biscaglia, Jenna Cottrell, Mookie Hawkins, and you never know who might be stopping by tomorrow. We say goodbye to the Buffalo Bills in the 2024 camp as tomorrow being the last day.
You got it. So stand by for that. That'll be tomorrow afternoon starting at 3 o'clock. We appreciate you checking us out this afternoon and every afternoon from 3 until 6 on the Sports Leader 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Stand by. JR Sport Brief is next on The Fan Rochester. Have a great night. Thanks for listening.
It's that time again. We gotta say goodnight. You know it's getting late. Tomorrow is another day, my friend. All right, people, it's time to go home. Yep, losing time. We're ready to head on out. So let's go. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear.
Up that beer.
You might as well call it a night, my friend.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.